When we return, we'll sit down with ZT, a DJ from the now-defunct KBFR. This is Undercurrents on Radio 1190. We'll be right back. Undercurrents, your independent news source on Radio 1190. It is 6:49 p.m. 2 weeks ago, Boulder's pirate radio station KPFR was shut down after an FCC raid. Undercurrents reporter Ben Friedman is joined live in studio by ZT, a DJ and administrator for the now-defunct station.
How you doing, ZT? Thanks for being here.
Hey, Ben. How you doing?
Good.
Thank you for having me, by the way.
Why did the FCC decide to shut KBFR down?
Well, the FCC didn't decide to shut KBFR down. KBFR decided to shut KBFR down. And that was basically because every DJ that the FCC could identify who was a member of KBFR, they were doing something to harass, to the point of going to their places of employment and just trying to cause problems. It's almost like KBFR DJs were being stalked by the FCC. It's literally the best way I can describe it.
Mm-hmm. And what caused the problems between the FCC and KBFR?
Well, mostly it's that we were unlicensed. Not that we ever went out of our way to say nice things about the FCC on the air, but it's their job. They have to shut down unlicensed radio stations, and that was what they did. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
or tried to, and they eventually succeeded at it. I think our fifth bust was this one where they got real, real aggressive and made it hard for us to stay on the air.
So how is pirate radio exactly different from, like, other types of radio?
Well, it's a lot more fun. I enjoyed doing it a lot than the other. Not that I'm not enjoying this interview, but I really like KBFR. The biggest difference is that we didn't operate under a license, right? So that gave us a lot of freedom in a lot of ways because we could say whatever we wanted to on the air. We could curse. We could play whatever we wanted to. We didn't have to worry about royalties to BMI or the RIAA or something like that. So it was fun because it was real, true, free radio. And I mean, you have a lot of that at community radio stations like 1190 and KGNU, but, you know, this was real on-the-air civil disobedience in your face, you know.
Is it a rumor that's sort of been floating around that is sort of interesting? Is it true that your station was actually located in a van?
Yes, that's true. There were times when we obviously couldn't broadcast from the van, like when we had live bands in, and what we would do is we would set them up, you know, at a recording studio somewhere, or a lot of times we broadcast live from a venue like Trilogy or the Redfish or something like that, and we had a setup where we could broadcast over the internet to the van, and then the van would broadcast it out to the rest of the world.
This is Undercurrents on Radio 1190. Our guest this evening is ZT from KBFR, Boulder's pirate radio station. Did KBFR ever try to comply with the FCC about these regulations?
It's interesting that you should ask. So the frequency we used to broadcast on, 95.3, was originally okayed by the FCC and God and everyone else as a legal frequency to broadcast on. And a couple of us were in the process of getting a license when NAB came through with a lot of lobbying and ultimately produced legislation that narrowed or lessened the number of frequencies people could broadcast on the FM spectrum. So all of a sudden, 95.3 wasn't allowed again. So, you know, the people who founded the station, and I wasn't one of them. I was about the fourth person to come along. They had a choice. They could either sell all their stuff on eBay, or they could go ahead and start a pirate radio station and, you know, say F the man.
Yeah. And that's sort of my next question is how did KBFR operate? You needed equipment and funding and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So all the DJs paid dues that kind of kept the van running and got us new equipment when we needed it and that kind of stuff. Came out to about $30 a month usually. And equipment was, some of it was donated. A lot of it, you know, we paid for out of pocket. And when I say we, I mean the people who started it. The transmitter was something like $2,500. And it was sort of the Lexus of low power FM transmitters. And we had gotten it shipped very secretly from Australia.
You're listening to Undercurrents. We're here with ZT, a DJ from KBFR, Boulder Free Radio. What was your show like?
My show? My show was Pirate Talk. It was 2 hours and then later 3 hours of a news talk show when I got more time. And it was a cluster F. If you want to put it that way.
Yeah, we need to. We are. we're still on the FCC good side.
Right. Yeah. But it was fun. I liked doing it a whole lot. And it was basically a news talk show. I tried to get all the other pirates who, you know, wanted to talk about news or just current events into my show where they could talk about it and, you know, get it all out. And it was a good 3 hours where we could punch each other and, you know, fight. And it was a lot of fun. And, yeah.
There is a benefit concert for KBFR in January.
Mm-hmm.
What's that money going to go towards?
There was... I hate to say it, but it was actually the least successful of our benefits. In the past, we had made something like $1,400 out of them, and this one we only made $300 off of. But what we did get from there is going to the KBFR Legal Defense Fund. We have essentially six attorneys. Only two of them are in town, though, who are defending or have volunteered to defend KBFR pro bono. And should we ever need to go to court, this will pay for their gas, I suppose.
Yeah. And is this the end of KBFR?
You know, I don't know. It's a lot of us are really, really scared about what might happen if we were to go back on the air, and it takes a whole lot to scare someone like me. And I can't give you too many more details about everything else that happened, but you know, we'll see what happens. There were a few other pirates actually that were. I don't want to say kicked out, but I guess that was kind of what happened a couple months ago who have been talking about starting their own pirate radio station, which I won't have anything to do with. Not because I don't support them, but just because I don't keep in contact with them. So we'll see how that goes. As far as starting another new KBFR, those of us who are still interested, we're thinking about actually trying to apply for a license. There is pending legislation. I think it was either approved in Congress and not improved in the Senate, or approved in the Senate but not improved in Congress, and I should be more on my game, but I'm not. And basically what that would do is reverse the old decision and allow for more room on the spectrum and, you know, low-power FM radio stations to open up again. So ostensibly, since we have all the equipment and, you know, good equipment, we could apply for a real license, and of course we wouldn't be KBFR anymore. We'd be, you know, whatever we were on whatever frequency we were on, but it would still be the same people, and we'd be doing the same thing, except we wouldn't be swearing, and we couldn't play as much fun stuff.
Well, good luck for you, and thanks for sitting down with us tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Though KBFR is no longer broadcasting, there is hope that it may return someday.